7:39 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. 76 degrees under sunny skies. I'm Chris Miller. Of course, you can find us on FM 100.1, AM 1340. We're on CN2. That's Comporium Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live. In studio now, our good friend Zach Limhouse is with us. Zach was here last week talking 250 years anniversary of our country. Back this week because got a big event happening out at Brattonsville this weekend, the celebration of the Battle of Huck's Defeat. But first, for those who don't know what Huck's Defeat is, what was that?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on again. The Battle of Huck's Defeat was a important battle that took place here in York County on July 12, 1780. So this coming weekend, on the 11th, on Sunday, is actually the anniversary of that battle. It's the 246th anniversary. So as we discussed last time I was on the show, on May 12, 1780, Charleston falls to the British. And this allows British forces to make their way into the interior of South Carolina, and they establish these strongholds throughout the South Carolina backcountry. And it is from these strongholds that they're kind of lashing out against patriots in the area. And one of these strongholds is in present-day Fairfield County. It's called Rocky Mount. And that is where a captain in the British Legion, a guy named Christian Huck, was stationed. And on July 10, 1780, he is sent into this part of South Carolina, into present-day York County, to kind of come through the area and arrest different Patriot leaders. Thomas Sumter, who was the Patriot militia leader who was in this part of the Carolinas, he had sent his men home to bring in the wheat harvest. See, it was this time of year when traditionally the families would bring in the wheat. So he knew that the livelihoods of his men were still very important and that they needed to go home and assist their families in this very important time. So Sumter had sent his men home, and Huck thought, well, this is a prime opportunity for me to come through the area, sweep through the area, and arrest these Patriot men while they're at home with their families. They're less likely to put up a fight if they're at home with their families. So that's exactly what he does, and he makes his way through the community. And on the afternoon of July 11, he makes his way to the Bratton Plantation, present-day Brattonsville. Now, Colonel William Bratton, who is a Patriot leader under Thomas Sumter at this time, he's not at home. He's not at Brattonsville. He's about 20 miles away, camping with Thomas Sumter's men. At the time, they're camping at the Nation Ford of the Catawba River on the east side of the river. So Colonel Bratton's not there, but Martha is there, his wife, along with their five children and at least one enslaved person named Watt. Now, Watt is the first enslaved person that we can document on the Bratton Plantation. There may have been more enslaved people at the time, but the only one that I can document at that time was this enslaved man named Watt. So according to family stories, as news reached Martha that Huck was on his way, she dispatches Watt with a message to her husband to kind of summon him back to the plantation. Huck then makes his way to the Bratton Plantation with his soldiers. There's about 120 soldiers under Huck's command, and they interrogate Martha. And again, according to family stories, Martha declines to tell the whereabouts of her husband. So a loyalist soldier threatens her. He takes this sickle-shaped blade, a reaping hook that's used to cut the wheat, and he holds it against her throat and threatens to kill her if she doesn't disclose the location of her husband. And according to stories, an honorable loyalist, steps forward and intervenes, actually saves Martha's life. News reaches Sumter's camp of Huck's whereabouts maybe as early as the night of July 10 or the morning of July 11. And Colonel Bratton is dispatched to follow Huck's movements, shadow his movements, and ultimately engage with him. And after Huck interrogates Martha, he locks her and her five children in the upstairs living space of their home before proceeding on to the neighboring plantation of James Williamson. And that's where Huck and his men will spend the night. And that is where Colonel Bratton and his 140 patriots from Thomas Sumter's militia find him the next morning in the early morning hours of July 12, 1780. It's probably 5 a.m., so it's pretty early, and Huck's men are not prepared. They're just waking from sleep. They're preparing their horses for the day's ride. They're cooking breakfast. They're certainly not ready for a battle. So Brattonsmen surprise them. The battle does not last very long. Some accounts say maybe 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Maybe 15 minutes. And historical records, as well as archaeology there that we did at the battlefield, there's not very much evidence of return fire from the British. So it doesn't look like they're getting very many shots off. They truly were not prepared. When the first shots ring out, Huck had been spending the night in the Williamson home, and he kind of steps out on the porch to see what's going on when he hears these first shots ring out. And the Williamson family, I should mention, they are a patriot family, the Williamsons. They think fast when Huck steps out on the front porch, and they close and barricade the doors behind him so Huck cannot get back inside, and he can't retrieve his green dragoon coat. Huck was the leader, a captain of the dragoons, and they wore green coats. So Huck is forced to mount his horse and attempt to lead several cavalry charges in his white shirt sleeves, and makes him very obvious, very clear target for these patriot marksmen. He's the only one among his green-coated soldiers who is wearing just his white shirt sleeves. And after he fails these cavalry charges, he attempts to retreat, and he is shot in that attempted retreat, which is why, colloquially, it's known as the Battle of Huck's Defeat. It's a very important battle because it occurred at a time when patriot morale was really starting to flag, and it boosts this patriot morale in the area. So locally, it's a very important battle.
Was Huck killed?
Huck was killed. Yeah, he was shot and killed attempting that retreat.
So how many do we know? How many British did you? And you said roughly about 120 British. How many were killed? Do we know?
Yeah, about 30.
Oh,
yeah,
wow. Including Huck.
30, including Huck, yeah. And on the Patriot side, you have one casualty reported.
One?
A single casualty reported on the Patriot side.
It should be called a massacre then.
It did not last long, and the British were not prepared
for
something like that.
One casualty?
They were not prepared.
Wow. So, big celebration this weekend out of Brattonsville. Tell us what's going on to celebrate the 246th anniversary.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it'll be on July 11 and 12, Saturday and Sunday. Admission is $15 unless you are a member of Culture and Heritage Museums or a child under the age of 3. Tickets are available at the door, but I would recommend anyone interested in coming, you can buy them online. Go ahead and pre-order them by going to chmuseums.org/events/Hux. That's the best way to go ahead and pre-order those tickets. We have ongoing activities throughout the day. Historic interpretation. We've got reenactors in historical clothing interpreting military life, cooking, blacksmithing. There's 18th century toys and games for the kids. A letter writing activity where kids will get to write with quills and ink. 18th century sutlers, which are people that sell things.
Yeah.
There'll be about 3 or 4 of them there. We've got timed tours of the battlefield if you want to see the actual battlefield. There's also preservation tours if you're interested in how we preserve these wonderful buildings we have out at Brattonsville. Cavalry demonstrations, artillery demonstrations, a children's militia drill, and of course, we have the battle reenactments themselves. They're going to be at 2 p.m. each day. Saturday, we're actually doing the Battle of Eutaw Springs, which was fought in September of 1781. It was the last major battle in the state of South Carolina. But then on Sunday, on the 246th anniversary at 2 o'clock, we are reenacting the Battle of Huck's Defeat. I should also mention we've got some really special programming that we've never had at Huck's Defeat before for this year. We have our friends from the Charlotte Museum of History. They have a new exhibit called American Revolution, The Augmented Exhibition, and it is a augmented reality experience that they've established there where they use video game technology to create these immersive worlds where people can use tablets to actually immerse themselves in the revolution. I helped them curate an experience specifically for the Battle of Huck's Defeat, so they will bring their tablets out to Huck's Defeat this year so our visitors can experience this integrated, immersive kind of experience of the battle. And then finally, I want to mention we've got a keynote speaker, a lady named Lynn Heidelbaugh. She's with the Smithsonian National Postal Museum. We got a wonderful grant from the Smithsonian. I really want to thank them for that. In order to get Lynn out, this is part of their Making History, Making Change lecture series that is organized by the Smithsonian as part of their Smithsonian's Our Shared Future 250 series. So Lynn will be talking at noon each day, and we're really glad to have her.
So let me go back to the reenactment. Is Huck going to be in just the white sleeves?
He will, yeah. You'll be able to pick Huck out. Absolutely.
You know, see him quick. He won't be in the full dragoon stuff.
That's
but
right.
You mentioned on Saturday you're going to have the Battle of Eutaw Springs. That's pretty exciting to have that, a different battle. I think that's cool.
Yeah, so each year since we do a Saturday and a Sunday for the commemoration of Huck's defeat, we like to pick a different battle. It gives our visitors something else to see, but it gives our reenactors something else to do, right? Because, spoiler alert, Huck is going to be defeated and the British are going to lose. And our British reenactors like to get a chance to do something different. So at least with the Battle of Eutaw Springs, both sides claim victory historically, both the Patriots and the British. So we give our British reenactors a chance to claim victory in this one.
So will the same reenactors do both days?
Yes. Okay. So our reenactors stay over the weekend and they will they'll do both battles.
Question about reenactors. Are these folks who travel around the state or the country and do professional reenactments on a consistent basis?
They do. They travel around. They're dedicated, and they. I mean, I think this year we have a group from as far away as Louisiana coming. So we have reenactor groups from all over. And as we are gearing up, as we are now in the 250th anniversary, more and more reenactors are getting out there. They're excited by the American Revolution, as we all are. So, yeah, we're lucky to have them.
Typically, your reenactors, are they specifically, like, let's say a guy says, hey, I'm a reenactor, and he's part of the group. Is he typically just Revolutionary War, or sometimes he does Civil War stuff and that type of thing as well?
It kind of depends. It varies from reenactor to reenactor. But I do encourage, if you're interested in reenactments, this is a good one to come to, because they will be available. Of course, they're reenacting the battles at 2 p.m., but they'll be available throughout the day. They'll have their encampments, so they'll have their tents set up, so our visitors can ask them questions and interact with them, and it's a real great one-on-one kind of experience. So if you're interested at all in reenacting, come out this weekend.
Now, during that time, will they be in character, or will they be able to have conversations like about what reenacting is? Is it like that situation you go down and meet with the Disney character, right? They never get out of character.
Typically, our reenactors are not in character. They're not going to pretend that they don't know what a cell phone is, right?
Okay.
They do want to make these connections with our visitors and be able to answer these questions.
So, for more details on how they get tickets.
That's right. So for more details, go to chmuseums.org. /events/Hux, and all the details are there. You can pre-order your tickets there, and we really hope to see everybody come out.
It's the Battle of Hux Defeat, the 246th anniversary this weekend at Brattonsville on July 11th and July 12th. Zach, appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Chris.